hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible. Real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
See prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children."
A very good evening to our listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. Eben is my name, and I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Redu. We thank God for another Saturday, and it's always a delight to come your way on weekends. It's one of the best things I look out for when the week is ending, and it's always been a joy to come and have this program. Tonight, we are still going to deliberate on things happening around us and in the world and what is coming. You know, there's good reason why the Bible has a portion called prophecy or prophecies. And there's also a good reason why we're told to watch and pray. And there's also a good reason why we also have to seek God for ourselves. Indeed, if there was ever a time to seek God for yourself, I think these are the times, because you look at, you know, elections has a way of, you know, playing things out, and it makes you see that, yes, people can go their own way to say things which God has not said. And so it gives you the reason to know God and seek God for yourselves. And you know, I look at the trend of what is happening in the news, and you know, the prophets, Trump will win, and he didn't win. And even now that a new president has been sworn in, some are still insisting that he will still be sworn in. And you know, you look at it and it's like, why this pole shifting? And you know, it's worrying, but these are all signs to let us understand that we cannot trust man when it comes to spiritual things. We should know God for ourselves. And at least we are fortunately for us, we are in a country where we are not restricted in terms of we seeking God, we having the Bible, we praying. You know, all these things are still available for each and everyone who is serious enough to know God for himself. So let's make good use of it. And indeed, the year has started, looks like normal, but last year we started on the normal notes and things changed. And you know, but this year indeed, the spiritual signals really show clearly that we are not in ordinary times. If you never believe that we are in the end times, I mean, now you have to believe we are in the end times, because things are becoming clearer. Last year, things were shaping up, but this year is becoming clearer and clearer, especially with the new U.S. president, I mean, taking the helm of affairs. And his first day in office alone, the action that he has initiated says it all. it says it all, the times we are in. And, you know, those who understand the times appreciate all that is happening. You know, there's one thing I realized that, I mean, my friends in the U.S. and people in the U.S. and the prophets, of course, and all, they are refusing to accept that the season has changed. That's the whole problem that they have. Refusing to accept that the season has changed. It's like we should still continue to be under the grace era where things, business as usual for the church and all that. But that difficulty, because they know that when Trump leaves and Biden comes, the church is going to serious persecution. They know, it's no secret, they know this. But it's like, no, it's too soon for this to happen. So let's just still hope and pray that it will not happen. But for some things not to happen means Jesus is coming delays longer. So unless we say we don't want to go to heaven, we don't want Jesus to come. But if truly we want Jesus to come, then some things also have to start unfolding for Bible to be fully fulfilled. And these are the times we live in. So let me start off with some of the news items, and then we'll delve into other things. But this week's news items are quite interesting. A lot revolves around the U.S., of course. You can't ignore the happenings in the U.S. because they are pacesetters in a lot of things. And a lot of things that happen in the U.S. has ripple effects worldwide, both the good and the bad. So we just can't ignore them. Mm-hmm. And so let's start with this first one. Facebook, yeah, we're smiling. Okay, you say your case first before we continue.
Immediately, Corona came, as if since
been thrown to the
thrown to the goddess. I was sitting in somewhere, and senior brother Dr. Fauci was interviewed somewhere.
On CNN,
CNN, Dr. Mary.
You and I were
there. Yeah, you and I were not there. We saw the news and they asked him. Now people are now asking, why is it that after they get the vaccine, they still need the nose mask? They don't understand.
And social distancing.
Social distancing, everything.
Normal.
No, still continuous. And senior doctor educated us and told us, oh yes, it's true. Because we have to get majority of the people to vaccinate them. We get, he called it, head cover.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went further to say, for the fact that you have eaten and gotten your protection, so-called protection, he came back saying it again.
Mm-hmm.
So after saying protection, he added so-called protection.
Mm-hmm.
So he continued to the extent, he said, we don't know after you've gotten the vaccine whether it will protect you from either people sending it to you or you yes, also giving it the other way around. This was what Dr. Fauci said.
Mm-hmm.
And just this video, he has educated us. So he's a senior immunologist.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, let me post it on Facebook and tell them, oh, our senior man has told us, first, they are not sure of his protection.
Yeah.
And this is the same truth some doctors have been complaining over, that when they put it on social media, they take it. I post this video, I was there. 1 day, 2 days, the video is doing very well. I was there, I saw a notice that your video, your post is against community
standards.
I don't care about that. It goes further to say, you are misinforming the public. Am I Dr. Fauci?
You didn't say
that. Am I this? I just posted a video from CNN and you are saying I am misinforming.
And so the truth is, what he's saying too is the facts.
It's the fact he's saying.
It's the fact that the truth he's saying.
So they have taken it off.
Mm-hmm.
So I have also given them by the grace of Jesus. You know, brethren, I am not ready to compromise.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me, I'll continue sending the message. I know they will block me.
Oh, yeah.
So I have also given them by the first week of February. Me, myself, first, second, third, within those days, I will go off that one, as well as YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, too, the same thing.
Yeah.
One doctor says, I have treated 350 people and over with chloroquine. He stood in front
hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you. Hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and as so he stood in front of, how do we call it, the U.S. Supreme Court with other doctors to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That was why they did it. So this was something sanctioned. But now, somebody is saying, we are not sure of vaccines. So I ask the question. The title of the video is, which of these two people must we support?
Yeah.
And I joined this Dr. Fauci video and this system. I put it on YouTube. It was not up to 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, they'll flag it.
They removed it and told me I've been given one stroke. And now I cannot post anything for 1 week.
Yeah, but no.
But if I want them to remove the stroke, I need to remove the content. I cannot. So I've also given them up to the same first week of February. I'm going off Facebook, so YouTube. Yeah. I cannot compromise the message. So now it's like, I thought these are the people who brought democracy, freedom of justice, freedom of speech. When it came to coronavirus vaccine,
everybody's so
shocked. There is nothing like, so they have become communist.
Oh, yeah.
Then they should tell me and you that there is something definitely about this vaccine they don't want me and you to see. Reverend Joshua.
Okay, so you are not the only one who is suffering Facebook bullying. Facebook censors Mexican cardinal for denouncing New World Order. Facebook has censored a video of Cardinal Juan Sandoval, Archbishop Emeritus of Guadalajara, for suggesting that globalist leaders are exploiting the coronavirus pandemic to bring about a new world order. This is 100% correct. In place of the Cardinal's weekly video, Facebook exhibited a grayed-out screenshot emblazoned with the banner "False Information."
Fact checkers. This is. Reverend, let me add this.
Yeah.
Do you know this woman? Is it Sean Skelton? A nurse. Mm. The video after taking, you know, when she took the vaccine, she took a picture and there was a badge and on Facebook to show, I've gone for my COVID. Yeah. But 3 days later, now this woman brought out a video. Like virtually dancing Harlem Shake.
The one shaking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you know they went to take it off Facebook?
They did, yes.
She has got, and God be so good. I have a picture of when she took it and snap a picture like this to show I've taken it. And now when she started to get the effect, and she also did Facebook Live, they removed
it. Oh, yeah.
And so
they
will
block her crowd to ensure that she doesn't.
You see what is happening?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So underneath, Facebook added that this publication repeats information about COVID-19 that independent fact checkers deemed false. In the 9.5 minute video, January 12 video, bearing the title, quote, "Plots of a New World Order," unquote, the cardinal begins by saying, "Dear friends, this will go on for a long time. This pandemic won't end in a month or 2 months, perhaps not this year, perhaps not in 3, 4, 5, 6 years, he said. That's what these men want. It will be a long haul. It's a tough, difficult situation, the likes of which has not been seen in human history, he said. Quote, Bill Gates is a prophet. Listen to what he's saying. Bill Gates is a prophet and foretells the future, unquote. The cardinal noted wryly. Not only did he predict the coming of the coronavirus, but has also warned of a possible future smallpox pandemic. During the pandemic, Cardinal Sandoval has criticized the shuttering of businesses and services as disproportionate measures to curb the spread of the virus. What they are after is a world government, a new world order, the cardinal asserts in the video. Quote, they want a single world government, a single army, single currency, single economy, and also a single religion. But that will certainly not be Christian religion, he said. It will be the religion of Mother Earth in the name of humanity and universal brotherhood, unquote. To this end, pandemics serve to weaken the nations. They impoverish and indebt them, bringing down their economies, Sandoval said. They also weaken education, closing schools and replacing them with distance learning, unquote. These pandemics also impede religious practice, as we saw all last year, he said. They close the churches, reduce the number of people who can worship. But above all, they are creating fear, a terrible fear among the people, he warned.
All that Reverend, he said, and this he said is 100%.
Yeah.
The major thing they need is fear. Once fear comes in, fear is opposite of faith.
Manipulative.
So immediately fear comes in, you forget about the God factor.
Mm-hmm.
So once the fear comes, whatever they tell you, we are doing this to ensure you are protected.
For your own safety, good.
Peace and safety. Peace for your own, and that will be all. And as he said, if you are ever thinking that there is anything you are going to do for life to go back to normal, like 3 years, as me and you, we used to walk, go to every place that is it, forget.
The world has changed forever.
That is what they will use to deceive you. Take this verse and things will go back to normal. You know, when you put on the mask, has things gone back to normal? No. Vaccine is coming. Already, they have not even gone through halfway the vaccine. They are saying we are not even sure. And still, it's going to be so.
Because the strain, now Dr. Fauci is saying that it's not able to work on some of the strains. So if the new strain spreads eventually fully, that means another vaccine will have
and
to come.
And the strains are different illnesses they are bringing. One of the prophecies said, they know what they are doing. It's we who don't know. That is why me and you as a child of God must depend on God.
Mm-hmm.
So God can tell us, my children, this is what they're doing. Use here. But if we will not go to God and we are there saying government, our government themselves, they have tied their hands.
Mm-mm.
They themselves are they have limited information. They have limited. So if you would, they are depending on them.
I mean, so be a
that is it. They are depending on them.
They
don't know what is happening. They just have limited information.
Oh, yeah.
So if the church can go to God, God will help us to be ahead of even our leaders, so that we may even advise them to see if even they can take it. But here is, we are more afraid. We are saying, oh, government, what should we do? Government, what should we do? While they are taking their rules also from the Satanists. May Jesus help us, brethren.
In India, we have axe wielding tribal animists attack Christians during worship service and destroy the church. 6 Christian families worshipping in India's Odisha state were attacked by axe-wielding tribal animists who destroyed the believers' church structure amid escalating religious persecution in the country. Morningstar News reports that in December, the Christians who had converted from tribal animism to Christianity were worshipping in a wood and hay structure in Odisha state's Shichima village when they were approached by a mob of about 20 to 25 men, led by an influential man of wealth. When the leader of the mob asked the Christians why they had abandoned their tribal religion, Elder Bojo Tandinji answered, quote, "We have known the true living God. We will not leave him."
We have known
the true living God.
Jesus.
We will not leave him.
Bam.
We used to indulge in fights and speak lies, but we do not do all that now.
Hallelujah.
We like this faith, and that is why we follow it. Praise, let me repeat.
The
sentence here, the head. Ink womb. The Elder Bojo Tandinji answered, quote, "We have known the true living God.
Hallelujah.
We will not leave him. We used to indulge in fights and speak lies, but we do not do that now. We like this faith. That is why we follow it," unquote.
Hallelujah.
When the leader of the mob, the same line again. Angered by the response, the mob began destroying the church building and manhandling the Christians. The pastor told Morningstar News, the church was reduced to rubble and the adjoining home was also damaged. The mob tore the clothes of one Christian and with a stone broke the mobile phone of another Christian who was recording the attack. Quotes, they threatened to chase them out of their homes and the village if they reported the matter to the police, unquote, the pastor told Morning Star News. You know, people are facing persecution seriously in Asia and parts of, you know, those places where, because for these parts of India, these are villages. And most of these places, the police themselves are members of these religious groups. So it's like when you go and report, even from frying pan to fire, even Western, there are lots of cases where the Christians rather become the aggressor. You are arrested, put in jail,
you are causing
as
trouble.
If you are rather the troublemaker.
You are causing trouble.
And people are going through this. But the joy that you sense from these people is the fact that they've experienced the true change. You see, I like the statement he made because, you see, this is the true transformation.
When you come to Christ, it must
you
happen.
See, assuming they came to Christ because and they were still living in sin today, tomorrow, sin, like the normal type of Christianity, as it were now, this lukewarm, today you are hot, tomorrow you are cold, today you are in, tomorrow you are out. You know, can you be bold to make this assertion? Because they've experienced it. It's a true experience they've had. They've seen the transformation. Indeed, they are a new creation. They can see the change in their lives. So they can look at their previous religion and say that no,
we don't like you.
This one is better because our lives are on a different course. How many Christians can confidently say that yes, they are in Christ and their life is different from as they were in the world? Now the world is in the church.
That's it.
And even Christians are doing far worse than even sometimes what the world is even doing. All the sins in the world is found in the church now. And even worse. So where is the transforming power of Christ? You know, there's this report I read once about Japan. You know, I mean, Japan is one country where, I mean, seriously, if you talk of country with morals, I mean, I don't know which country comes close to Japan. And you know, I remember when I went there, you can see that these people are, the culture, the morals, the standard is perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll call it a near perfect society. Mm-hmm. But they are not Christian. Christianity is barely 3%. And the reports that I read is so amazing that you have girls, the percentage over, I've forgotten the percentage, but over 50 to 60% of young girls, I mean, working in their early 30s, 20s, and all, and they are still virgins. Hey.
You want to remind me of a bishop who said, if you are still a virgin, then you are not beautiful. Brethren, continue.
The question I was asking myself is, these people do not have the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
But they can stay chaste and stay pure until they are married.
We are blasting in tongues left to right center.
Why? I mean, and the Holy Spirit filled, supposed Holy Spirit filled ones, are purely living by their training.
By their strength.
Yeah, the morality, training, the moral upbringing at home, the cultural values that, I mean, till you are married, live right, be pure and all that. And they are, a large percentage of them are able to stay by this lifestyle till they are truly married. They are not Christians. They don't have any Holy Spirit in them. So what power enables them to live that? And the Christian who is supposed to have the Holy Spirit, which enables them to live holy, is rather struggling with the sins that the non-Christian is able to overcome. I thought about this tonight and I realized there's something wrong somewhere. There's something wrong somewhere.
And the pastor himself is encouraging it. Where you go to other places, they call it greeting. Some you go, they call it beloved. Then you get to know. Amen to us.
750 people massacred in Ethiopian church. Alleged hiding place of the Ark of the Covenant.
And you are now you go and tell these people that rapture will come before Great Tribulation.
Numerous media outlets are reporting the massacre of 750 people at the Mariam Tion Church in Askum in Ethiopia. The church, which claims they have the Ark of the Covenant in their possession, was reportedly attacked by Ethiopian government troops and an Amhara militia, according to several eyewitnesses. The Belgium-based NGO Europe External Program with Africa revealed the attack against the Church of Our Lady Mary of Zion. Aksum is located in the Tigray region of the country and has seen heavy fighting since November 4th, when the region's ruling political party, known as the Tigray People's Liberation Front, captured the army base in the regional capital, Mekele. That uprising was supposedly stopped by some people who were reportedly hiding in the church when the attack began. Hundreds were brought out and shot on the square in front of the church, according to Christian headlines. Local residents said they believe the church was attacked in order to remove the ark and take it to Addis Ababa. Quote, people were worried about the safety of the ark, and when they heard troops were approached, they forced out into the square. Martin Plow, former BBC World Service Africa editor and senior research fellow at the Institute of Commonwealth Studies, told the Church Times. Plow added the church was not damaged and the ark may have been hidden before troops arrived on the scene, but none of that can be confirmed. You know, this ark issue, some years back, years back, I read a report where that's negotiating about it and where they've given a replica to this. So the original now is in Israel. They have it. The Temple Institute has they have the original one. They have the original. But you know, these are high level. I mean, so it's but you see, this whole thing attack in various and in at various places, various angles. You know, for Ghana, we are fortunate and we should be grateful for the grace period we still enjoy and endure, like enjoy here as Christians in this country. It should not go waste. Because you see, it's an opportunity. You know, grace periods vary from place to place, country to country, person to person, and all that. You see, if you don't make good use of it, Americans had 4 years to take advantage of Trump's presence to reform the church as Christians, to improve themselves, and they didn't take much advantage of it. They started serious prayer from November when they saw that things were not going that way. I mean, it was obvious that Trump has lost. That's when serious prayer started in a lot of churches, Christians and all that. But unfortunately, sometimes at the time when you start praying, it will not help that much. And you know, there's one man of God who said something some time back. He's even dead now. He said, when sin is very high in a country or in a place, for God to intervene and have mercy, you need more salt. That's, you need more believers to really, intercede in prayer. So sometimes you not get the required numbers because, you see, in the case of America, whilst we are praying, they are even sinning more. The abortions are even increasing. More laws are coming. So whilst we are saying, God, we are sorry for the abortions, they can't hear no more. And so for how long, you see, so countries get their grace periods beyond which, if they don't repent and turn things around, things start unfolding in the form of judgments from God.
Yeah.
This country, we've been so fortunate in various ways for years. You know, the devil has really meant this country for a long time. I mean, every 4 years when election is coming, the Lord gives warnings, there are warning dreams, demons are planning, demons. You know, they really meant us for a long time. People have visions about it. I mean, to move Liberia, Sierra Leone, to come every coast, then Ghana, it will jump, then to go to Togo. Then they'll have their problems there. Then it will jump, then go to Burkina. See, God has really had mercy on this country for a long time. And if we don't take advantage of it and really step up the game, it may not be so all the time for us. These are the times to really step up, really, really step up the game of our relationship with God and take full advantage of the times we find ourselves in. Okay, the next news item. Head of U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops warns Biden's agenda would advance, quote, advance moral evils and threaten human life, unquote. Advance moral evils and threaten human life. Gomez noted that bishops must, I'm reading a portion, it says, Gomez noted that bishops must try to guide consciences by offering principles that are rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the social teachings of his church. Quote, I must point out that our new president has pledged to pursue certain policies that would advance moral evils and threaten human life and dignity, most seriously in the areas of abortion, contraception, marriage, and gender, unquote. Gomez criticized Biden. Quote again, of deep concern is the liberty of the church and the freedom of believers to live according to their consciences, unquote. And this is where the issue is. Churches are going to be, we'll talk about it briefly soon. Quote, abortion is a direct attack on life that also wounds the woman and undermines the church, the family, unquote. Gomez explained. It is not only a private matter. It raises troubling and fundamental questions of fraternity, solidarity, and inclusion in the human community. It is also a matter of social justice. We cannot ignore the reality that abortion rates are much higher among the poor and minorities, and that the procedure is regularly used to eliminate children who would be born with disabilities. Gomez concluded his statement, we are all under the watchful eye of God, who alone knows and can judge the intentions of the heart. I pray that God will give our new president and all of us the grace to seek the common good of all, with all sincerity. Then it goes on to say that despite being a practicing Catholic, President Biden has shown support for pro-abortion policies. The Biden administration wants to repeal the Hyde Amendment and resign the Mexico City policy that former Donald Trump brought back to life in January 2017.
Despite being a practicing Catholic.
A practicing Catholic, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then the next headline, yes, this is a pastor who understands the times we live in. Robert Jeffries says that the church must be prepared for increasing persecution under Biden.
Why are they?
Dallas megachurch pastor Robert Jeffries issued a warning to his congregation Sunday, arguing that there might be increasing persecution during the Biden administration. He urged Christians to be prepared for a possible restrain on our ability to teach God's word without consequences.
True meaning, when you teach it, consequences.
And is the truth. You know, the truth is only one. But sometimes people are hiding their heads in the, like ostriches, as if, oh, this too shall pass away.
This statement, I've been hearing our president say this one too shall pass. I've heard some pastors that say,
in a sermon delivered ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony on Wednesday, the senior pastor of First Dallas told congregants that the New Testament book of Matthew speaks of how in the last days, the version they used was savage times will come as people cast off all moral restraints and society begins to disintegrate. Doesn't that describe the time we are living in right now, when people have cast off the restraints that God has put in place? Jeffries, a prominent supporter of Donald Trump and a Fox News contributor, asked. You see, all that's around us, whether it's regarding gender fluidity, same-sex marriage, unrestricted abortion, all these things are the result of a society that has thrown off God's restraints. The pastor contended that unspeakable things that were once condemned by society are now celebrated.
Thank you.
He added that if the church refuses to join the celebration of immorality and ungodliness, it could run into problems. Quote, if you've got the culture celebrating while the church is condemning, you know what that produces. It produces friction. the 65-year-old conservative preacher explained, there is going to be pressure whenever the church condemns what society is celebrating. And I believe that's what we are going to see happen very, very quickly over these next 4 years. Very, very quickly.
That is the truth.
Jeffries argued that the Democratic Biden administration will promote, quote, the right of people to choose their own gender and choose the gender of their children, unquote. He further contends that the government will go after organizations that refuse to celebrate their expansive view of marriage. He also fears that the government will support the slaughter of an unborn child for any reason. So when you've got an administration condemned and church condemning what they are celebrating, ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be friction. He repeated, there is going to be pressure. There is going to be persecution.
And this is what, you know, men of God...
Let me finish his sentence and then we can... Right. Lastly, then he says, we need to be ready for the fact that there is going to be pressure, government pressure, to restrain our ability to preach and teach the eternal truths of God's word without consequences, he continued.
And this is definitely what happens. Because as it's coming, when they set the rules, mm-hmm. it's against God.
Yeah.
And because you know maybe when you say it, you go to prison,
mm-hmm.
or you may lose some benefits, or yeah. they may close your church. So you decide, therefore, I will not thank you. So, and Satan, immediately you lower it to one. You get to zero. He will push you because he knows.
Negative.
He will push you to Asbury Bears. You will enter into the negatives. That is why some of us have said, Facebook, Baba, you... YouTube, Baba, that I'm never ready to compromise. Like if one day we come and they say, oh, you cannot preach again, you cannot talk about this, I see that. Rademiko, Baba, that is all.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer to stand in a village where there is trees and three people for me to preach the full word
mm-hmm.
than to be on the best of TV or best mm-hmm. of radio for you to be coaching me what to preach.
So be ready. Messages.
Either you will stand for Christ, and as I said, the friction will come between you and the leadership, you and the country. And when it happens, me and you, they will take us to prison. That it will happen. So if you are not ready to stand for the word of God at all times, then for sure, you are going to compromise till they push you and you become like bread which has fallen into water.
It's even unfolded up north, higher above the U.S., Canada. That's the next news I'm about to read. In Canada, liberals plan legislation to censor social media hate speech.
Ah, my friend, so?
It is coming, though. It is coming. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cabinet plans to introduce legislation this year. Hey, 2021. This year, that would tamp down on Twitter and Facebook posts that are considered to be hurtful or offensive. And this is where who determines is offensive?
That is it.
In the people that Zuckerberg has employed, the so-called fact checkers, actually I read an earlier report, they are all liberals.
Thank you.
So these people with their hair standing like cock and wearing, I mean, these crazy, crazy guys, they are the fact checkers. So the people who are even doing the fact checking, they already... on the negative side, they have their stance already. So if you have an LGBT person being a fact checker, anything you write about LGBT, automatically they will flag it. They hate God, they hate Christ, they hate the church, they hate religion. So these are the fact checkers that they have.
Oh, miracle.
So they have no, it's not like a fair balance system where it's like, oh, this is a fair. So it's, they determine that this is a hate speech. So if I write that homosexuality is a sin on my wall.
I am a homosexual and I'm not checking its fact.
You can determine that it's hate speech. And you see, in these places, it's not just about you being flagged down. You'll be reported to the system.
That's it.
So you are at home and then the police comes that you're under arrest for your post on Facebook. And it's happened. People have been arrested for their post on social media.
Yes.
You see, so...
Will you stand for the truth?
It's a gradual...
Or will you want to keep quiet?
Gradual way of intimidating the system or people. Mm. So it goes on to say that though hate speech is already forbidden in Canada, Heritage Minister Stephen Cobalt office has circulated a brief note that outlines the Liberal government's intentions. Quote, we intend a comprehensive approach with the tabling of a bill in early 2021 that will apply to the various platforms, unquote. Heritage Department staff said in a briefing note titled Regulation of Social Media Platforms. Regulation of social media. Oh, I mean, we'll all be leaving that system soon. We'll go to a lesser, you know, and Pala, which was supposed to be a lesser one. You see the attack they ganged up on to ensure that they collapse the Pala system. Because Pala was conservative, Christians post freely, nobody is restricted. And Trump also came there, they say, then this one there will not. So Twitter, Facebook, Google, Amazon, because their servers were hosted by Amazon. Amazon has, one of the best, hosting systems in the world. AMS, Amazon, AWS, Amazon Web Services. So they shut down their system without, even though they don't owe, they paid and everything, they just shut down their servers. You see, so now they determine that you should be on the system, on the internet, if they hate you, they say, okay, no, we'll do it. We'll clamp down on your business. We'll clamp down on everything you do. You see, and the hatred is massive. I wrote recently that, you see, what we are seeing, the bullying that they are bullying the conservatives in the U.S., it's just a signal we Christians are eventually the people they are coming after. They've started with just the politicians, but eventually it's all conservatives, we Christians inclusive. And this is what Canada is planning. They are not hiding it. It's open. Let me continue, finish it quickly. It says that Heritage Department staff said in a briefing note titled Regulation of Social Media Platforms as reported in Black Locks Reporter. Then, quote, we are working to introduce regulations to reduce the spread of illegal content, including hate speech, in order to promote a safer and more inclusive. You see, when you hear inclusive, you know they are talking about the LGBT people. Inclusive online environment. We want to protect Canadians online. The notes continued on, mentioning how platforms like Facebook and Twitter were becoming an increasingly important aspect of participating in, quote, democratic, cultural, and public life, unquote. These social media outlets, however, may also be used to threaten, intimidate, bully, and harass people, or used to promote racist, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, misogynist, and homophobic views that target communities, put people's safety at risk, and undermine Canada's social cohesion or democracy, unquote. This whole plenty big grammar. That's what they've said. Clearly talking about Christians.
I go become jailbird. You go come.
It's Christians you are talking about. Then quickly, this next news says White House announces it will codify federal abortion law. It will codify. That's a shemokina. The White House announced Friday that the Biden administration will codify Roe versus Wade, which would allow for legal abortions even in the event that the Supreme Court overturns the 1973 ruling. The Biden administration made the announcement in a press statement put out by the White House. Quote, the Biden Harris administration is committed to codifying Roe versus Wade and appointing judges that respect foundational precedents like Roe, unquote, reads the statement. Quote, in the past 4 years, reproductive health, including the right to choose, has been under relentless and extreme attack. Hey, referring to what Trump did, though, he stopped abortion. Rather, he is now, see how they describe it. It continues, we are deeply committed to making sure everyone has access to care, including reproductive health care, regardless of income, race, zip code, health insurance status, or immigration status, unquote. The Trump administration over the last 4 years has enacted policies and laws that are pro-life. As part of this administration's effort, Trump called for defunding Planned Parenthood and late-term abortions. Trump also nominated 3 pro-life judges to the Supreme Court. This is so because they know that soon a case will be taken to the Supreme Court and they are likely to overturn the abortion law. the president, Biden, is trying to fast track an alternative way. So that even when the Supreme Court turns the law, the government is using another way to codify the law so that they can bypass the Supreme Court. So that ensure the abortion, the bio go on. And do you know what they are going to do? Let me read and you see the danger, this whole thing. They are even looking beyond now the USO. They are looking at worldwide sponsorship of abortion. You know, Trump stopped it. Now they say they are going to expand it, and Dr. Fauci was the one saying it at the WHO meeting. So what is coming is not a simple thing. And the next news, the end of girls and women's sports as we know them. Divisive Biden executive order pushes transgender agenda. In the first session on Wednesday, President Joe Biden kept several campaign promises by signing 15 executive orders and 2 agency actions. It was the most executive orders ever signed by a president on the first day in office. No pun. He can't wait to. Giddy. Even though Biden touted unity in his inaugural address, he signed his name in an order recognized by some conservatives as mandating the highly divisive transgender agenda at the expense of freedom and even women's rights. In a commentary for the Daily Signal, Ryan Anderson and William Simon, senior research fellow in American Principles and Public Policy at the Heritage Foundation, explains what Biden executive order means. Quote, it doesn't take a crystal ball to know how Biden administration officials will interpret and apply these policies. Men who identify as women must be allowed in women-only spaces. Boys who identify as girls must be allowed to compete in girls' athletic competitions. Healthcare plans must pay for gender transition procedures. Doctors and hospitals must perform them. Adoption agencies may not seek in only married moms and dads to care for children in need, unquote, Anderson wrote. For example, Anderson notes, with a stroke of a pen, Biden's order spells the end of girls and women's sports as we know them. We can and should defend common sense policies that take seriously the bodily differences that provide valid basis in some areas of life, like locker and shower rooms, athletics and women's shelters, healthcare, etc., for treating males and females differently, yet still equally, he said. Anderson argues that it was right for Trump administration to correct President Obama's overreach that took place in the name of fighting discrimination. So eventually what is going to happen is, if you have a girl's school and girls' athletics, and a boy says, I'm a girl, and has come to the school, and they are running 100 meters, the boy girl is allowed to be in the girl's race. And all the statistics show, when you have such a case, the boy girl will win because he has extra testosterone that makes him more athletic advantage than the women or the girls. In 10 years, boys in the defense world, girls competitions, and Biden has signed it. So boys should now confidently, trans, and then partake in, you know, the absurdity that this world is moving on to. Previous generations didn't see this. No. Previous generations did not see what we are seeing, or we are about to see in serious forms. Okay, almost done, the last 2 items. White House website adds LGBT-friendly pronouns to their contact form. New law. So now, they've added they and them as pronouns on there. So, you know, you are filling a form, male, female, those things. So if you want to contact White House via the official website, there is now a category named pronouns between suffix and email. President Joe Biden's administration updated the contact page of whitehouse.gov to include the pronouns pulled down with the selections she, her, he, him, they, them, other, prefer not to share. The update was made to embrace transgender ideology, according to the official LGBT organization GLAAD website. It's increasingly common for people who have non-binary gender identity and or gender expression to use they, them as their pronouns. And the last few we have is being called Freedom to Kill Act. New Jersey bill allows non-doctors to abort babies up till birth. Up to the 9th month. Abortion up to 9 months. Pro-life advocates are urging people to contact their lawmakers in New Jersey to reject a bill that will allow late-term abortions up until the moment of a child's birth. And, you know, what this means is even when the woman is giving birth and when the child comes out and the woman says, I want to abort it, that child should be killed. That's how evil it is. So a baby that is born can be declared as so abort it. I don't like the baby again. This is the world we are in. And people think no judgment is coming on this nation. This evil that they are doing, God will continue to look on and clap for them. You see, the evil, the blood that has flowed in America alone from 1973, when the Roe versus Wade case was ruled by the Supreme Court, estimates have it that 46 million babies have been killed so far. That's on the lower estimate, official numbers. So illegal abortions that are not even recorded. That one is serious. So this is the evil where people have reached that even up to 9th month. New York has it. Now New Jersey too is going to do it. And then this one says, Biden to use taxpayer money for global abortions. So he's now being called commander of pro-abortion army. A new Biden administration is making abortion a top priority, promising to use U.S. taxpayers' money to promote abortion within the U.S. and even to spread it to other countries. It starts with ending what's known as the Mexico City policy. That's a policy that says the U.S. will not provide foreign aid for groups that provide or promote abortions. Carrying out the wishes of President Joe Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci revealed the decision to the World Health Organization Executive Board meeting on Thursday. Quote, it will be our policy to support women's and girls' sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights. This is where we are. This is where we are. So abortion is going to be promoted. And when they say this, Africa and Latin America is where they, because the money comes. And of course, you know, we too have people funding. As soon as there's donor funding there, you know, because people also chop their own. So when donor funds come there, Ghana, you will never say no. Never say no.
The chairman of family planning.
Oh, gladly accept it.
Most of our family planning, I'm going to copy abortion.
And you know, it's serious. God help this nation. But clearly that's where we are. This is the world, the 2021 we are headed into. I'll read a certain message after this break.
We've turned the page, for a new day has dawned, and we've rearranged what is right and what's wrong. Somehow we've drifted so far from the truth that we can't get back home. And where are the virtues that once gave us light? And where are the morals that governed our lives? Someday we all will awake and look back just to find what we've lost. We need to get back to the basics of life, a heart that is pure and a love that is blind, a faith that fervently ground the time. These are the basics. We need to get back to the basics of life.
the newest rage is the reason it out. Just meditate and you can overcome every doubt. After all, man is a god. They say God is no longer alive, but I still believe
in the Oregon cross.
Whoa, whoa. And I know the rock of all ages will stand through the changes of time, through the changes of time. We need to get back to the basics of life, a heart that is pure and the love that is blind, a faith that is fervently grounded in Christ, the hope that endures for all time. These are the basics. We need to get back to the basics of life. We let the darkness invade us too long. We gotta turn the tide. Basics of life, a heart that is pure and a love that
up like an ant.
Because there are ants in the driveway and I need to tell them that they need to move before Dad comes home and drives over them.
Why don't you just pick them up and move them?
Because there's too many.
Why don't you just sweep them out of the way?
Because it'll hurt them.
Why don't you just squirt them away with water?
I tried that, but they just came back.
So why are you dressed up like an ant?
Because I want to be like Jesus.
Jesus didn't dress up like an ant.
Yeah, but he became a baby and grew up and told us that he loves us and that we need him.
When did he do that?
At Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to become an ant and tell them that they have to move before Dad comes home.
Can I help?
Yeah, you go get Dad's headphones and we'll glue some springs on for antennas.
Okay, then what?
Then you go tell them that I'm coming and then...
Hi, kids, I'm home.
No!
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
Well, Mr. Smith, the nurse said you're having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, that's right, doctor.
Well, let's see what the problem... Whoa! You have an arrow sticking out of your side.
Yeah, if you could just give me something for the pain.
No! We have to remove that arrow.
You can't take my arrow away. It's a great conversation piece at parties. I get all kinds of sympathy with it, and it helped me get a job.
It did?
Yeah, they asked if I can handle adversity. I said, hey, I got an arrow sticking in my side.
But you could die.
All I need is something for the pain and to help me sleep at night.
I could give you some pain pills and you can try sleeping on your other side, but the pain will only get worse. You need surgery.
I'm not letting go of this arrow. It's too important to me. I'll try sleeping on my other side.
Are you holding on to something that's harming you? Are you reluctant to follow God's will because of something you don't want to let go of? God's blessings are always better than anything we have or would want to hold on to. Will you trust Him? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Welcome back. Spirits 88.3 FM, Kumasi, and this is Issues of Life. I'm Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Redu. And I just finished discussing or reading through some of the news in the course of the week. A lot is happening. And indeed, you know, someone will say that too, but we've been hearing this type of news all the time, all these years. Yes, but anyone who has done a careful analysis of the state of the world we are in now would realize that there is an increment in the evil that is happening. Things are increasing. Things are getting worse in terms of people's behavior towards godly things and spiritual things. Iniquity is abounding, as the Bible said, it would. And, you know, the worrying thread about all this is the state of the church. That's a very worrying thing because the church seems not to be aware of the times and the seasons that we are in. You know, last week I said briefly during the call with y'all that on the program that the season has changed, but people are still not accepting that fact out of ignorance, out of, you know, it's like, well, I mean, things are normal. Where is the sign of his coming? That type of mentality. So we don't want to accept the fact that the season has changed. But in the spiritual realm, the season has changed. And normally, spiritual things manifest in the spiritual realm before it manifests in the physical realm. So things will start unfolding in the spiritual realm. And yet in the physical realm, things will still look like everything is normal. But in reality, things have been initiated ahead of time. So it's just a matter of time before things start unfolding in the physical realm. So if we look at the physical realm alone, we can easily get it wrong because it will look like, oh, well, everything is still normal. What's the big deal? What has changed? But a lot has changed. You know, just like the weather, when there are some days around 12, 1, 2 o'clock, the way the sun will be so scorching, you are not a geographer or weather person per se, but you know, from experience in life, you say, and lo and behold, by 4:35, you start seeing the clouds gathering. And truly, truly, by 5:30, getting to 6, it starts raining. I'm sure people listening there's been issue a number of times you've said this to yourself before, like, no, the way the sun is bad, actually, it will rain tonight. You know, how did you know it will rain tonight? It wasn't a vision that you had. It wasn't any spiritual encounter that you had. But out of experience and you just felt intuition that, no, the way this weather, no. You know, so that signal that you were able to pick at the look at the weather to foretell and foresee that, oh, this is going to. That is how the church, if the church was truly in its right form and state, should be able to pick that signal by now that something is ahead. Something is unfolding. You see, but unfortunately, the larger church, the mainstream church as it were, seems to have been caught on the blind side of things. And we are comfortable because we've been distracted by things. And, you know, when you are distracted, sometimes you are comfortable where you are. So we are not really paying attention to the other side of things happening. And one of the things we do on this program is to draw our listeners' attention to other things unfolding behind the scenes, which you may not be aware of. As the Lord leads, we talk about some of these things. You know, for instance, last year we had a series of warnings regarding the U.S. coming and all that. Someone will say that, oh, but nothing happened and all that. See, God gives advance warnings for the church to prepare. And anyone who followed the news that I read regarding the U.S. and understands how God works can understand that something is coming, because when you start a first day of your government by insulting God, you should know that clearly something is going to happen. Clearly something is going to happen. You know, at least you settle down and warm up slowly and you try and... But in the first day you start insulting God. First day you attack God. First day you attack something that God treats as sacred, human life. No. You see, you can't do these things and go scot-free. The judgment of God eventually unfold. So you see, the warnings that God gave earlier, months ago, it will look like, oh, it didn't happen. It's just delayed because God is waiting for the country to repent or people to repent. But if now you tell him that you use your hand and you poke God in the eye, insult God. Oh, okay. Then things begin to unfold. So you see, some of these things take time to unfold. So if you don't understand, you can say that, oh, well, I mean, these things, God said it and nothing happened. Yes, he said it, but he gives a grace period as well before things can be executed. That's why we have to be alert about these warnings and also refrain from engaging in such things that will also draw the anger of God and his judgment on us. Because clearly these are the times we are in. Let me quickly read this message and by Patricia King. And this one says that, prophetic word for 2021, an era of wars, rumors of wars, natural disasters, and plagues. And he started with Matthew 24, verse 7. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. The old King James says that in diverse places. And then this is the message, the warning says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Yeah, I remember the old man in America who was talking and was crying in the car. He did the recording in the car, a video in the car. You know, you see that video and realize... So when you watch him and then you watch what the sweet talkers too were saying, you have a clear case of Micaiah scenario where 400 prophets say that, oh, King Ahab, go to the war. All is well, go. Nemya prepra kwim bibia dem clean go. Micaiah comes. Say we there. Yeah. On Kasem Pada, this prophet. Always saying bad things. Always saying bad things. He says it and then he even gets a slap for it. And then, but one person says something versus 400. And a lying spirit had entered the 400 and they were all prophesying falsehood. You know, so it's not about the numbers. You know, sometimes you just have to look at the season you are in to determine that, no, this thing. So you see, I mean, I have this friend of mine. We this morning we had a lengthy talk. I mean, we talk a lot about these things. And you see, there are some women, I mean, Glenda Lomax is one, for instance, consistent. So sometimes when you look at such people, Raymond, and then the others are saying, last night, yeah, as you know, before we came, I was checking on someone. Last night, one of them, oh, people should not worry, everything is fine. Say, hey, everything is fine. This time, we are telling your followers that everything is fine. They should not be worried. You see, so you realize we are in this scenario exactly where Micaiah versus 400. Others are saying, oh, all is well, all is well. Whilst a few are truly giving the warning from God. But how many will listen to this silent, unknown? Interestingly, most of these people are not really known, as it were, like having TV ministries or having big channels with millions of followers. So they are virtually unknown people, as it were. But if you listen to what they are saying, it will be like Micaiah versus the 400. All right, so let me continue. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but those who are mine are of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. In this era, there will be increased wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, natural disasters, plagues, and pestilences. Do not fear, but pray. Draw close to me. You will find your refuge, peace, strength, health, and provision in me. For those who know me, there will be no need to fear or to be anxious, for my hand will guide. When those whom I have created are at peace with me and are aligned to my ways, there is rest in the land and creation rejoices. But when rebellion toward me and disobedience to my words are manifest, there is unrest and turmoil, and creation groans, for there is an enemy that takes advantage. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In the midst of seasons of demonic assault and casualties, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. In the midst of tensions and shakings, there will be a reset that will take place in the hearts of many. Idols of the hearts shall be revealed, and they will topple. Many will turn to me in this hour. For even though the enemy is purposing to destroy lives and destinies of individuals and nations, I will work it together for good, and there will be a great harvest. He will be defeated, and my great glory will be manifest and spread to the nations. Fearless warriors will rise up in this era and will go forth as light in the midst of the deep and treacherous darkness. They will honor me and will be willing to lay down their lives for my gospel. Glory shall rise upon them and appear upon them, and nations will come to hear the light and the kings of and the light and kings to the brightness of their rising. And then it goes on to say, in the midst of a dark day, I will manifest my love, my power, and my provision to all who trust in me. I will display my goodness for all to see, for I am a righteous God and I am love. Wickedness is no match for righteousness, and deception is no match for truth. Therefore, in the midst of difficulty and challenging times, know that I am your hiding place. Draw near to me and turn to me with all your heart, for I will keep all in perfect peace, whose minds are fixed on me, and to those who trust in my word. And that's Isaiah 60, portions of Isaiah 60, sorry, 26, verse 3. I am a refuge for my people and a strong tower. I will hide my people under the shadow of my wing, ills charge over them. The angel armies of heaven will be released to fight on behalf of truth and righteousness. My people will call and I will answer. I will be with them in times of trouble and guard them in all their ways. For I am the Lord of hosts, the captain of the armies of heaven. Do you see people trembling around you? Do you see them gripped with fear? Do not withhold my love and peace from them in their time of distress, but go and proclaim the good news of my gospel. I send you forth as my ambassadors of peace, healing, hope, and blessing. You are my benefactors in trying times. You are my heavenly ambassadors. Go, for I love them and desire for them to know me. I long to see them safe in my kingdom. So go. And this is a message for the church. And indeed, it resonates with the times we live in. The church has been asleep for so long. Now, who talks about evangelism? Who talks about going to win souls? You know, I mean, all these things have been shelved. But these are the times we should also get ready to do God's work, because there's an advantage in the midst of bad times, in the sense that when things turn downwards, people are disillusioned, people are worried, people are troubled, then they seek alternatives. And that's when even those who have never heard the gospel will be running to the Christians. Tell me about your God. Because they need a solution. They need comfort. And that is when we can give them that comfort in the word of God. You know, that's how come during the COVID, Bible sales soared high all over me around the world. Because people were not even owning Bibles, they didn't read the Bibles, eventually saw that, no, it's time to look to God. Because it's like, people are confused. They see people dying around them. People are depressed. They are in lockdowns and they feel suicidal. And then, so, you see, there's an opportunity that is beckoning, and we have to take advantage of it. But we can only take advantage of it if we ourselves are in a position to do what we have to do as believers. Because if we ourselves need to be saved again, how then can we talk about Christ to those who are not saved? When we ourselves are living like the unsaved, what difference is there in we going to tell them that they should be saved? Because we ourselves need, I have this friend who sometimes says that a lot of Christians need to be born again, because it's like we ourselves need help. You see, and it's one of the reasons why the church has lost interest in soul winning and all that, because the church itself is struggling spiritually. The church itself is not in the right state to even draw people to Christ, because the people going out to witness and evangelize are no different in some instances to those they are witnessing to. So on what authority, on what basis then are they going to bring people to Christ? Because they themselves go in, they need Christ again. You see, there is a struggle that we should do our best to overcome, because the devil knows these things we are talking about. He knows how to play the game effectively and very well. He knows where to strike and strike well that can make an impact negatively on the church. And that's what he's been doing for some time now, weakening the church. You see, when the church is weakened, spiritually weakened, the church cannot go ahead to do what they have to do, the mandate that has been given to us to go ye. And that's exactly the issue we find ourselves now, where because we've been, one, we've lost our focus in the first instance, because we don't really know our mandate. We don't even know why we are existing as Christians. We don't even have heaven on our minds. We are just there, everything. And you see, we are confused ourselves as Christians. How then can we be in a position to also tell people about the Christ that we profess to believe in, when we ourselves are even confused? We don't want to hear about heaven. How can you go and tell someone about heaven? Because you yourself, the heaven, you don't want to hear about the word heaven. You see, so we have to rearrange our thinking, renew our minds, revive ourselves spiritually. Then we can be tools that God can use to also achieve his end time goals. The end time goals of Christ is not just the few of us who know Christ alone to make it to heaven. No, it goes far beyond that. Many more should be saved. Many more. If it's just a few Christians, a very few who can make it to heaven, then that's an unfortunate situation. But God has a plan for the end time harvest. More people will have to be saved. And we are the ones he is going to depend on to let this happen. But if we should remind ourselves that if we fail to make ourselves available, he can raise any other people to do that work. Oh yes, it's an opportunity to be enlisted in God's end time army to win souls for him and to live for him. But if that opportunity is turned down, he will look elsewhere. And this is where children come in. Because eventually children are going to be used in these end times. Because they are more open to spiritual. They are more open without the things, the challenges and the things that the adults are concerned about and thinking about. Ideally, the children are not really much into that type of issues. So they will be more available to be used. And it's very important because we have to start thinking along these lines that there is a harvest ahead. Souls are going to be saved. And what are we doing about it? We have to start praying, start interceding for people to be saved. You see, if you read about church history, revivals, the Azusa Street, the Welsh revival, and other revivals in other places, prayer is a starting point. Prayer is a starting point. Some people have to be dedicated to get it going. You see, how often do we pray for people to be saved? How often do we pray for the unsaved? It's a rare thing in these times we live in. But for the purpose of this program and those who listen to us or this program, let's encourage ourselves to start praying for people who are not saved. Let's start praying for ourselves, the role that God, let's go into prayer and ask God, what role do you want me to play in these end times? There should be a reason why God made you to be born in this generation. Certainly, there's a reason. It wasn't just for fun that to be born in 19, which year, whatever year you are born, just to come, go to a good school or a poor school, whichever it is you call it, middle school or low class or high class school, get educated or don't get educated, get married or don't get married, travel or don't travel, have children or not children. Just to go through the normal chain of life, routine, die at an age, and then that is it. If that is just the only reason why God brought us on this earth, then it's virtually, what's the big deal then? There is a reason. There is a purpose why each and every one of us is on this earth. And it's time we start asking God, what is our mandate? Why are we alive in this generation? Why haven't we died yet? Why haven't we? And be interested in these things the more. See, the more we get interested in these things, then we become available for God to use as vessels. Yeah, let's flow from the few warnings that you have from your end.
Thank you, glory to Christ Jesus. And we say good evening to everybody who is doing the listening. We will continue to see what the Lord wants us to see. As to whether you believe it or not, that is your own cup of tea. And I thank Jesus every word I speak, I'm going to be judged. So I only preach and I see what the Lord and His Spirit convicts me to see. That is all. I don't want fans, no. I don't want to be known, no. I want to go and take a crown in heaven. So all I seek to do in my life is to please the Lord, morning, afternoon, evening. If whatever the Lord say, I should say, or let my head go off, then it will be better. I will let my head go off. When my head go off here on earth, every time I've been saying, tribulate to kill me now, I will love it. Do you know why? I will escape the great tribulation. That is why I'm not afraid of preaching. If somebody helps me and kills me, yeah, as I know, very simple. I have swept the great tribulation. That is why I preach more. I want somebody to kill me. Oh, yes. I will swerve. That is it. So I will continue preaching. That is all. We are not afraid. We will speak the mind of God. And that is all. And when we die, when John the Baptist died, the gospel did not stop. Every time God have other people, when we die, those who are mad than we will come and replace. And they will even do better than we are preaching. That is one thing about God. No matter what, the word of God will go. Nobody can cut short the word of God. No. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the nations. And if you check Bible, every time tribulation escalates the gospel. Every time tribulation comes, it escalates the gospel. So the greatest tribulation, which is coming, the great tribulation, is going to bring about the greatest evangelistic move ever. The greatest revival ever in the world. That is when the great tribulation will come. Mm-hmm. So God is going to use the great tribulation for His purpose. To win the souls.
We have been comfortable. There are places me and you now, if they say we should go to preach, we wouldn't. But when we are being persecuted in town, before we will even get there, before we get to know that we have run and gotten there. And as we go, the gospel will go. So be ready, be prepared. Now, get this. I believe very much in dreams. And I believe in visions. Because the Bible says so. Even much of the things they wrote in the Bible, some of them got dreams, some of them got visions. When you look into the Bible, when our Lord and God, Jesus, came as a human being, he revealed a dream to Joseph. For Joseph now to take Mary and Jesus to run away. The Lord gave a revelation or a dream to Herod. He gave a dream to Nebuchadnezzar. This was concerning the end times, and people needed to interpret it. So dreams are one of the key ways God speaks to men. Both believers and non-believers, God speaks to them. So I believe in dreams. So when you see Acts, how do we call it? Joel 2 verse 28. He said, "And it shall come to pass after that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see vision." So God talks about prophecy, dreams, and vision here. Then this came to pass when the Holy Ghost came upon them. In Acts chapter 2. Let's read it. Acts chapter 2. Let's read from verse 16. Verse 4 talks about. He said, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances." Let's go to 16. But this, so the people came laughing them. Now these people are drunk. Now Peter says, "No, these are not drunken men, suppose." That's from verse 15. He said, "For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is by the third hour. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And he says, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." He said, "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men," he said, "your old men shall see vision." Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. I believe in dreams. I believe in visions. I believe in revelation. But when they come, you cross-check it with the word of God. So when you should see any man, woman of God, church that say they don't believe in dreams and visions, they don't have the Spirit of God. It's very much simple. Because if you have the Spirit of God, you cannot fight dreams. But the fact that people are having fake dreams doesn't mean there are no correct dreams. You get it? No.
And they are fake because they are correct.
That is it. If they are fake, then for sure they are correct ones. Now, let's see some dreams that people have been having. Last week we were here. We gave the doctor's view, what the doctors have been saying. You're listening to all of them. You know, I'm somebody, I think a lot. I am when I was not in Christ. I'm somebody, before I will accept something, you tell me no. I will check left, right, center, everything. I want to be damn sure.
Analyst.
That is it. So after accepting what the Bible have said, I believe in. So last week, we played what the doctor said. We played all of them. Now, today, people have been saying, so what does the Bible say? We've showed you God uses dream. Now, we're going to show you the reason why. We are also, because now, see this. Those who are producing this verse, who are they? Bill Gates, is he a Christian? No. Somebody who supports abortion and others, these are Satanists. So if Satanists are producing something, will Satan still come and give people dreams that don't take it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Satanists are producing the verse. And now, will Satan again come and give dreams to children of God and say, don't take the verse? No. Now listen to these dreams. If you like, you know, every time I say it, if you think there is no problem with the vaccine, go and take it. Stop arguing. If you claim there is no problem, we immediately can go to take it. Or if it have not come, you can decide to travel to US now. They are giving it. You can decide to travel there and go and take it. Very simple. Somebody come here, me nini, and I'm saying, oh, now when you need to open here, oh, from here, we're still time side. Call what? Now, listen. Now, let's see. This dream was given somewhere on the 7th of October, 2020. 7th October, 2020. And it was given to Robbie Cousins. Robbie Kelsen, and he say urgent vision, zombie effects of from COVID-19 vaccine. Zombie effect. And I read, in this vision, I was down in a valley with a lot of people. Everybody was basically doing their own business, including myself. Suddenly, someone came on top of the valley and shouted, "Leave the cities of the world and follow Messiah. Jesus Christ is coming soon." The person kept shouting because most people weren't listening or paying attention. I then saw a man walking slowly, making his way down into the valley. This man has his both hands in a crooked way, looks zombified. That is, having been transformed into a zombie. He said, as he kept slowly towards us, I immediately started to make my way out and upwards to the top of the valley. End of vision. Interpretation from the Lord. The valley represents the whole world that will be caught in the valley of decision as it relates to accepting or rejecting the coming vaccine for the man-made pestilent COVID-19. The person on top of the valley shouting represents God's true and anointed servant / whistleblowers who keep warning and shouting against the coming vaccine for the man-made pestilence. The cities of the world represent the evil ways and practices of the world. God is urgently calling his people out of, for example, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The Messiah represent the true Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came to take the sins of the world and will be returning in his glory soon. The man coming down into the valley represents the true image of the soon vaccination, you know, because when they gave this, they have not started. Of the soon vaccination and inoculation upon the world. People will literally and eventually become zombies after willingly accepting the COVID-19 vaccine. Keep the faith. Be strong in the final war between good and evil, which will intensify upon free to take this vision and its interpretation to the Lord for confirmation. Now, let's go to another one. We are just reading excerpts. We are not reading the full messages. This one was given on the 25th December, 2020. And it was given to somebody who goes by the name Firm Believer. We are just reading the excerpt. War has been declared on the saints. The COVID vaccines and tests are the enemy's weapons of war. Do not allow the enemy to use his weapons on you, or you will suffer eternal consequences. You must resist. Do not be deceived. This is 25th December. Let's continue. This was given on the 13th of August, 2020. Different people who... This is Robbie Cousins. In a vision, the Lord took me in, he said, took my spirit and brought me into a room with top executives and world leaders. These men were basically discussing how and when they are planning to release a vaccine for the COVID-19 pestilence they have created, plus other orchestrated destruction plagues to come. Seen clearly seated at the table among the men was the son of perdition, Barack Hussein Obama. In this vision, he saw world leaders, top business executives. And the person he saw clearly among them was Barack Hussein Obama. He said, end of vision. Immediately I woke up. The Holy Spirit said to me, carnage. So now he went to Google to search. So he said, Google's definition of carnage, mass death, killing or slaughter of people. After seeing that dream of them sitting down planning how to bring the vaccine and how to bring other plagues, the word the Holy Spirit gave him after waking up is carnage, which means mass death, killing or slaughter. You can take it, you can leave it. After all, it's your body. After taking it, it's your body. That woman, they have been showing a video that the woman was dancing virtually like Agbaja left. She was the person now. Because when she took that vaccine, she took a picture of herself and showed, I have taken my vaccine with two hands like this. Then later, she started dancing. I don't know whether it was Agbaja or what. And after putting the video there, for the Agbaja, they took the video off. But once she took the picture showing her taking that one, Brayman, it is still on her profile. Mm-hmm. But the Agbaja video, the effect, they took it off. Let's continue. This one was given on the 29th July, 2020, to Julie, this name, I don't know how to mention it. Let me spell it. W-H-E-D-B-E-E. Let me continue reading. Julie, Sister Julie, let's continue. Precious moments remain before. This one was July. So remember, as at that time, the vaccine have not started. So it came like, precious moments remain before the implementation of the enemy's plan to destroy the DNA of my creation, making you forever unredeemable. The implementation of the plans to alter your DNA and make it programmable by something other than me, your creator, are here. I control and govern the DNA I have placed within you. But if you allow man to administer anything within your bodies that will record your DNA, I will no longer be the controller. I will no longer recognize you as my creation. You will have become a mixture of something else, an altered form of man and technology, and therefore not in my image any longer. Do you understand what I am saying? Truly, the hour is here when you must prepare to make your choice to remain fully man, infused with my spirit. The enemy wants nothing more than to deceive you through propaganda, fear, and manipulation, and cause you to allow either the mark or implant, that is vaccine or digital tattoo, into your bodies, and you will forever separate from me. Let's continue. This one was given, this one was given on March, that's in March 2020, Baron Seal. Baby, and I went to check and now Baron Seal's website, I don't see it again.
Terminated.
I don't see it again. Let's read him. He said, my children, do not take the vaccine that is forced upon you. Trust me to protect and keep you. Trust me to be your rock and strong tower. Do not believe every word out of the mouths of men, for they are liars and serve the father of lies. Believe in my word. Read my word, for it is truth and life. It will nourish your body and feed your spirit. This one was also given on the 16th of March, 2020, given to Barbara Cohen. And the message is very simple. These are excerpt. He said, absolutely do not take that vaccine. Unto death, refuse it. Simple. absolutely do not take that vaccine. Unto death, refuse it. Let's take this one. Given on the 9th of December, 2020, given to the handmaid of the Most High. And I read portions. Do not take the mark or its precursor, the vaccine. So the vaccine is the precursor of the mark.
Yeah.
Which would, you say, which would do things that you will not be told about beforehand or ever. Absolutely under no circumstance. It's absolutely under no circumstance, for it will be irreparable damage to you, and you will separate yourself from my presence forever. Do not take it under any circumstance. You have been warned again and again. It will change you forever. It will send you to hell. Do not choose to do it. Let's continue. And this one, this one was also given somewhere on the 27th of March, 2020, given to Miss Sophie. And I read excerpts. Yes, children, I add that many have gotten ill from the virus and some have passed on. This is fact, but it is also fact that this vaccine, you are not to take it. I say to you now, it will forever change whom you belong to. Many Christians will willingly take it, and you will forever seal your destiny, of which there is no way out. You will indeed end up as one of his and will be his for all eternity. No longer mine. Be forewarned. Stop poo-pooing these warnings given. Fallen angel technology is implemented in these verses. There are more plagues to come, and they will do the same with them. They will convince you that they have the solution and the cure, but it will alter your body cover change. That is your DNA. He uses the same tricks over and over. Nothing new under the sun. Do not take the mark or the mark of the beast, whether it through the microchip, through a tattoo, or some type of genetic editing enhancing injection. Note, it says, not only are you sealed to be with Satan for all eternity, but your body will forever be altered. You will become as the living dead, enslaved to the master of lies, Satan, and hell awaits your arrival. Let's pick this. And this one was given, as I was given on the 10th of October 2020. He said, this man-made pestilence called coronavirus, this one was given to Jeff Brother Jeff. He said, this man-made pestilence called the coronavirus or COVID-19 has been and will continue to be used. Many of you know that this has been much less deadlier than the world leaders have planned. But many of their goals were still accomplished in their practice run. The powers that be in your world have tried to keep the deception, lies, and fear ongoing about this. More and more have been finding out the truth about it. The implementation of social distancing, the mandatory use of masks, and the closing of businesses and schools have kept most fearful, which is exactly their goal. The world even is now going into what they call the second wave of the pandemic. Many celebrities and world leaders have become and are become fall guys for this new world order of the enemy. These fall guys, supposedly illness, are to further their new world order plans And once again, Donald Trump is in front and center in this. By deceit and lies, they make people believe they need new treatments or deadly inoculations, which are poison meant to exterminate the pure race of Adam. They say this will not work exactly as they have hoped. They will, in urban areas, release more deadly plagues. Brethren, as you were saying, they will, in other areas, release more deadly plagues in order to get the response they want, which will bring public fear and panic. They will say that the COVID-19 has mutated. It will be various pestilences like Ebola and hemorrhagic fever, which is deadlier and more contagious than anything the world has ever seen. My own are not to fear this. No plague shall come near their dwelling, if I am their secret place hiding. But to those who do not know me or trust me, this place shall cause much fear than ever before. They will be clamoring for even demanding the deadly poison treatment and inoculations. These inoculations will contain the plagues of the fourth seal, and they will spread widely through the earth. Then they will bring the answer, the promised cure of all cures. That will be the mark of the beast. Of course, the mark of the beast will serve a number of purposes for the beast system. No one will be able to buy or sell or trade in this beast system without this mark. I will protect and provide for my elect. They will have no need for this because they will not be part of the beast system. They will have to trust me in all like never before. I will mark my own in their foreheads, and the enemy will mark his own in their foreheads and in their right hand. I transform everyone that is born of my spirit and live inside me. Let me read some two short ones in addition, then Brethren coming. This one was given to Christian Robert, somewhere in 2020. That is posted on 26 December 2020. He said, "The Lord spoke to me loud and clear some months ago and said, do not allow any injection to your body. Don't allow it inside your body, because your body is the temple of my Holy Spirit. Your body is the dwelling place of my presence." Let me add just this too. He said, this one is coming from Lynn Johnson, given on the 20th of December 2020. And he says, "There is no turning back. Do not take the vaccine for any reason." I repeat, do not take the vaccine for any reason. You will be lost to me if you do. No going back. There is no going back. Esther Eagle. That is 3rd March 2020. You say, "The COVID vaccination means death." Right then, seeing all these things, this I just accept. I heard the Lord repeat 3 times. COVID-19 vaccination means death. COVID-19 vaccination means death. COVID-19 vaccination means death. Not, I told myself, for the Lord to use the word death, I know strongly in my spirit, he meant that eternal death. These are just a few. I've not been able to read all. We believe in God. And the Constitution of Ghana, the preamble says, it begins with, "In the name of the Lord God Almighty." Meaning that even the Constitution of Ghana looks up to God. And when you look at both Old and New Testament, Old Testament, God Almighty appears 7 times. New Testament, God Almighty appears 7 times. So if we submit to God and God is giving these dreams and we are saying it, we are not out of order. Your body is your own. If you say there is nothing, don't come to argue. Go and take it. But for me, if even I will get the corona and it is only vaccine that will cure me, I prefer to die. If you want more information, we can send you. Write this number, WhatsApp. We can forward this message, the short shot we've got, with the links to you so that you go to read all the messages. 0204-200-444. 0204-200-444. For now, we are on WhatsApp. I've downloaded Telegram. Very soon, when WhatsApp, I know, they won't, I will move to Telegram. Oh, yes. I wouldn't stay, because the reason why I'm leaving Facebook and YouTube is that now when you are updating, they want you to link, and I don't want them to have that link. Mm-hmm. That is why I'm cutting off the Facebook and the YouTube. Imagine what's happened. So if they are misbehaving, I've downloaded Telegram. I move. I will continue moving till I cannot move anywhere.
And that when they misbehave, go to Signal.
Yeah, quite. Signal. Uh-huh. You mm-hmm. gave me that signal. Mm-hmm. Then we will go. That is all. Brethren, continue, sir.
You know, so often when the plague, we talk of plague, you know, last year and all, people quickly jump to Psalm 91. And then, but you see, there are critical conditions in Psalm 91. Mm. Quickly, time is almost gone. But let me just take one. The verse 1.
He that dwelleth
in the secret place of the Most High,
are you dwelling there?
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. From verse 2 to verse 8, the blessings or the promise of protection there, if you want to enjoy it, you must qualify in verse 1. Psalm 91 verse 1. Likewise, verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Then, verse 10 to verse 13, promises. The blessings or the promises there. If you want to enjoy it, ensure that verse 9, you qualify over there too. Verse 14, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him. The verse 15, and then there's a living part of these conditions there which we should live by. That's it. So we should understand it. And the truth is, we are getting to the point where divine protection is going to be what we need most this year. Awesome. Divine protection. One of these days, we'll talk about even communion, the power in communion and protection and all that. Because, you see, the Lord told one man that this year, we should take communion seriously, the daily communions, because evil is going to ascend. You know, we divine protection is what we should now understand, because I mean, evil is rising, and let me tell you, it's going to rise. No one should deceive you that all is going to be well. No, things are going to get worse. That, you know, the year starts normally. It's like a plane about to take off, moves from the, you know, the boarding gate. It comes slow, as if slow. At first, they will push it, to reverse a bit, and then slow towards the runway, slow. And then when it turns, and then it aligns with the runway, and then the full throttle, and then the engine starts heating up. Realize, potential to speed is there. You see, so the year has started normally to look like, normal. But you see, he who is wise foresees what is coming and hides himself. And this is where we should start hiding ourselves under the shadow of his wings. So read through Psalm 91 and then the conditions there and how best you can live according to these conditions. So it's not just a poem that you just quote and rattle and just say, I'm 91. No. It's a lifestyle. So let's ensure that we place ourselves under the shadow of his wings by living as he pleases. The program is Issues of Life. God willing, next week will be coming your way. The recording will be on spiritissues.info. Spiritissues.info. This is Eben, the studio with Brother Yao Redu. We thank God for tonight. You know, these are the times we can say these things. I know. You know, yeah, see this news. Whilst you were almost ending, I saw it on Joy. See. Oh, where's the headline, Kra? Let me just read it for the health workers, security personnel, teachers, transport operators to receive first batch of COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Okoboy, former Deputy Minister of Health.
Send for me and
So we are getting there.
Yeah, me talking to you, my backbone.
We are getting
my sister
there.
Who comes directly after me is a policewoman. The husband is a policeman. 2 years ago, I told them, my friend, you better find some place and run. About a month ago, I reminded them.
Okay, alright. Good night, and God bless you.
Twelve of you walked on the earth together. The Father was a brother to you all. The teaching that you heard was the living word. The wonders and the miracles you saw.
There were times of awesome inspiration. There were times you didn't understand when he had to go.